the Gateway Family Church Podcast. This is the place to find the latest thoughts from Gabriel and Mike Wright, the lead pastors of Gateway Family. Here we go.
Today. I want excuse me just a minute. That bowing down of Joshua meant his neck was on the line. Somebody could take his head off. These kings bowed down, and in their mind, they're thinking, they're about to take our heads off. I love Joshua because he understands giving the shoe up. And he gets these young men and says, let me show you something, pal. Come on. You see that king? That's Aram. He's one of the worst Syrian kings that's ever been in this world. I want you to put your foot on his neck. Put your foot on the neck of the enemy was a place of total dominance. You put your foot on his neck. I couldn't get any help with it, help us out. So you put your foot on the neck of the enemy to show he's totally defeated. Can you imagine in the mind of these young warriors that they're just like teenagers, right? And they've got these kings that have been warriors from birth, and these kids come up. They didn't even fight them. They didn't catch them, but there they were there. And he said, just put your foot. I want you to feel what it's like. I did the winning. I took the battle. I've got them bowed down. I want you to see what it feels like. Oh, I'm preaching better than you, amen. And because Jesus has already taken the victory over the power of darkness. He's already taken the victory over sin. He's put it down before you. You don't have to fight the devil like he's going to whip you. You've got to put your foot on his neck in authority. He's brought you to there. It's your battle to win. Well, okay. So you take your shoe off. You've got a problem. You take your shoes off in warfare, you're going to hurt your feet. You walk on serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. So I ain't going to wear my shoes. I've already given all I am to him. I can't do this by myself. So he gives me his according to Ephesians chapter 6. And he says, Mike, I'm not going to let you walk like you've been walking. You're not going to have to walk like you've been walking in Auburn. I'm going to put some gospel boots on you. He says, I want you to take up the shield of faith and put on the breastplate of righteousness. Gird your belt with the loins of righteousness. And then he says this, or of truth. Then he says, and put on your feet the gospel. Let me tell you what the good news is. The good news is that Jesus can give you victory over sin, over Satan, over sickness, and over a financial dilemma. He will put you in his boots over the enemy. It's not my battle to win. It's already been fought. It's mine to take in. It's mine to claim the victory. So I'm going to tell you right now, I got my boots on today because I got an enemy. I've made up my mind that my way won't work. I need walls to come down. I need the armies of the Lord to get involved in my life. I don't know how you guys feel today, and you may feel a long way from Jericho, but can I tell you right now, Jesus is in this room. He knows every need. He knows every circumstance. He knows every trial. He knows every failure. He knows every mountain. He knows every wall. He knows every devil that you're fighting against. And he says, just give it to me. Let me have it. Get off your shoes. Give me your shoes. Don't just take them off and worship me today. We need that in worship and praise. That's great. We need to do that. This isn't about just taking them off and worshiping. It's about giving control to him. It's about surrender. Let's all stand if you would today. Hallelujah. Now for somebody that doesn't know Revelation, some of y'all got you some. Because you're in here today saying, how did he know that I've been fighting this issue and I have no answers to it? It's almost too simplistic. Because we could have done it before we got here today. I'll give you everything. Instead of me trying to fight this battle, I need to make up my mind that I am destined to trample, delegated authority, to trample over serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy. Listen, and nothing shall by any means harm me. Give an altar call today. This is going to be probably the simplest one you've ever had. Some of you today love God. I mean, you really, in your heart, in your head, you talk about loving God. And the truth is, you're just not a servant. You've never really made a commitment to Him. But you're in the South,
is Lord. We need to keep our mouths shut, or we can take our shoe off and say, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to give it to you, and today, you're here now. You're here now yesterday, you're here now, and you're here now tomorrow, and I'm giving this stuff to you today. So that's my altar call for you. If you're not serving the Lord, or if you are serving God, and you've got something that's insurmountable, I don't have to know what it is, but I'm going to tell you how you're going to do today, if you don't mind. I want to pray with you. You can do what Tabitha Dawn just did. You just come to the front. We're going to pray for you before you leave, because I believe the Holy Ghost has spoken to some people today about issues that they've not been able to get past. Problems, people, health, finances, education, relationships. And I'm telling you right now, whining isn't going to change us. We've got to start understanding that we've been given authority over all the power of the enemy. And we need to submit to God. We need to be willing to give Him control. Giving the shoe is exchanging what we have for His. And Joshua couldn't have been happier.
Thanks for listening to the Gateway Family Church Podcast. For more information about Gateway, visit www.gatewayfamily.cc.